This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على شرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد My brothers and sisters, let me remind myself anew three ahadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. The first hadith is from Sahih Bukhari, narrated Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be merciful to those who are not merciful to mankind. Allah will not be merciful to those who are not merciful to the people. The second hadith is from Ummul Mumineen Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, who said, that Rasulullah said, by his good character, a believer, a Muslim, a mu'min, will attain the degree of one who prays during the night and who fasts during the day. By his good character, a believer will attain the degree of one who prays during the night, meaning tahajjud and qiyam al-layl, and who fasts during the day, and this is in Sunan Abi Dawud. The third hadith, narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah said, verily, those of you who are closest to me, who will be closest to me on the day of judgment, are those of you with the best character in this world. Those of you who are closest to me, who will be closest to me on the day of judgment, are those who have the best character in this life, in this world. I remind myself and you of this for a very simple reason. The reason is that today, may Allah have mercy on us, when we suddenly wake up to the fact that we are Muslim, or we get concerned about religion, we get concerned about learning Islam, we focus straight towards masail of fiqh. You can't even recite Surat al-Fatiha correctly. You have no clue about tajweed. If you ask how much Quran have you memorized, you don't even know maybe quarter of a juz. But the first thing you look for is masail. And then even the masail, I can understand if I go and look for a masala which relates to my life, which I am trying to clarify for myself. No. The idea or the reason to look for masail is to argue with people. You find a masala and now you find fault with this one and that one and so on, and you behave without adab with your elders, with your teachers. And we consider this to be a sign of great knowledge. Oh, I've got so much knowledge, I can even humiliate the imam or the sheikh or my father or whoever. So let me tell you two true stories. One is a story narrated by Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullahi alayhi, radiallahu anhu, who is among those who is called the Amir or the Sayyidu Tabi'in. Him, Hasan Basri, these people. One of the greatest scholars of this deen. On a side note, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullah, said, I spent 30 years learning adab before I started learning deen. 30 years learning adab before I started learning deen. Anyway, the story is, Abdullah bin Mubarak went for Hajj. He completed Hajj. After that, he was resting one day, sleeping. He fell asleep in the shade of the Kaaba. And he saw a dream. In this dream, he saw two malaika talking to one another. And one of the angels said, this year Allah has not accepted the Hajj of anybody. So Abdullah Mubarak also got worried. He said, I did Hajj and Allah has not accepted. This angel is saying, to this year Allah has not accepted the Hajj of any of the Hujjaj. The second angel said, but however, because of, and he named a man. He said, because of such and such, who lives in such and such a place, and he named a place in Damascus. Because of that man, Allah accepted the Hajj of everyone. So one angel said, Allah did not accept anybody's Hajj. The other one said, however, because of that man, Allah accepted the Hajj of everybody. Abdullah ibn Mubarak woke up. Now this dream affected him. So he decided, since the name of the person and the place where he was from was named in the dream, he decided to go there. So he went. He found this man. This man was a cobbler. He was a shoemaker. Poor man who makes shoes. So Abdullah Mubarak said to him, Mubarak, he said, Mabrook, Hajj Mabroor, I believe you did Hajj. Allah has accepted. He said, no, I didn't do Hajj. I did not go for Hajj. He said, what? You did not go for Hajj? He said, no. So he said, then tell me the story. But how come you did not go for Hajj? You were supposed to go? He said, yes, I was supposed to go. But you did not go. He said, no, I did not go. He said, why? The man said to me, Ya Sayyidi, I am a poor man. I only repair shoes. So how much money do I make? But over many years, maybe 30 years or something, I collected little bit, until I had enough money to go for Hajj this year. I had everything ready. I was about to go for Hajj. So I went around to meet the people of, you know, family and community. Unfortunately, we have lost everything, all our adab. We don't even, when you go for Hajj, you don't even go and meet your own elders. What do you think they will do? Steal from you? They will give you dua. You go and say, I'm going for Hajj. You say, oh, may Allah bless you and dua. And so. No, you don't need this dua. You want to go for Hajj. Anyway, so he said, I went around to meet the people. And he said, I went from house to house. I met people and so on. And, you know, they blessed me and they made dua for me and so on. He said, finally, it was getting late in the evening, almost dark. I went to my neighbor's house and I smelt roasting meat. So he said, I felt hungry because I'm walking around all day. I was also hungry. They opened the door and I met my neighbor. My neighbor, I told him, I'm going for Hajj. He said, may Allah bless you and accept your Hajj and so on and so on. And then it seemed to be shutting the door. So he said, out of, you know, because he's my neighbor, I'm informal with him. I said to him, this is very strange. I come to your house at this time. You have meat cooking. I can smell the smell of the meat. And you don't invite me to have dinner with you. So he said, the man started crying. And he said to him, my brother, this meat is not halal for you. So this man said, what kind of thing? How is the meat? You are Muslim. I am Muslim. How is the meat not halal for me and it is halal for you? How is it possible? When I first came into this community, there were people who invited me to their house and they would say, Sheikh, this chicken is not for you because it is not Zabiha. So I said, if it is not for me, how is it for you? I thought we have the same religion. Alhamdulillah, we have gone over that now. So this man says to him, this meat is not halal for you. So Abdullah Mubarak said, why? He said, the reason it is not halal for you is because this is the meat of a donkey. And the reason it is halal for me is because me and my family have been starving for the last 3 days. We have had nothing to eat. We are on the point of death. I went around to find something. I found a dead donkey. So I cut a piece of meat from that. That is the meat. You cannot eat it because it is not halal for you. We can eat it. It is halal for us. This cobbler said, I went home. I took all the money I had for the Hajj. I brought it and gave it to this man. And he said, I told him, you keep it and use it because you need it more than me. And I did not go for Hajj. Abdullah bin Mubarak said to him, Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the Hajj of everybody because of you. And you did not even go for Hajj. This is the power of akhlaq. This is the power of ikhlas unniyah. Yesterday, Sheikh gave a beautiful khatira about ikhlas. The man was not a great scholar. He was not Hafiz Quran. He was not Mufti. He was not nothing. He was a kind man. Last story. Happened, I think this year or last year. There was a man in Egypt who had a dream. And in this dream, he heard a voice said, take your neighbor, and neighbor's name, he said, take your neighbor with you for Umrah. He woke up. So he said, okay, some dream, you know, I don't know what, some ihlam. Take my neighbor for Umrah, why should I take my neighbor? Next day, he had the same dream. Take your neighbor for Umrah. So now this dream bothered him. So he went to a sheikh who interprets dreams and he asked him, he said, sheikh, what is the story? So the sheikh said to him, see today what happens. Then come back. He slept that night, he had the same dream again. Take your neighbor for Umrah. So this man went back to the sheikh. He said, sheikh, three times I saw the same dream. That is, I'm getting this hukum to say, take the neighbor for Umrah. So the sheikh asked him, he said, who is this neighbor? He said, sheikh, my neighbor, he never comes to the masjid. As far as I know, he never prays, nothing. And this dream, this voice is telling me, take him for Umrah. The man does not even come for Salah. Which Umrah? So the sheikh said to him, just do it. Just go and do it. So the man said, okay. He went to the neighbor's house. And he said to the neighbor, I want to take you for Umrah. The neighbor says, I don't even pray. You want me to take Umrah? For what? He said, no, I want, this is my dream. I saw the dream. I have to take you. So the neighbor says, I don't even know how to pray. The man said, I will teach you. He said, I don't know how to make wudu. He said, don't worry, I will teach you how to make wudu. But just come and I will pay for everything. You don't have to pay anything. I just come. He said, okay. So the man taught him to make wudu. He taught him to pray. And this man went for Umrah. When he reached there and he completed his Umrah, he was deeply affected and he would spend the whole day in the Haram and he would be weeping all the time and he told his neighbor, he said, you know, I really wasted my life, wasted my time. I never went to the masjid, I never prayed, subhanAllah. Next day the same thing, he asked him, can I go to the Haram? They were in the hotel or something. The man said, go, no problem, go in the Haram, you know, spend as much time as you want. So the next day he went, third day he went. Third day till the evening the man didn't come back. So now this guy got worried. What happened to this fellow? And they went and searched and searched and searched. And finally they found this man in front of the Kaaba in sajda, gone. Died. So they sent a message to Egypt, to his wife and so on. And they said, well, you know, do the janaza there and let him be buried in Makkah. So he's buried in Makkah. His janaza was done in the Haram. This man, when he went back to Cairo, he went to his wife's place. The man who died, his wife's place. He said, I have to find out, what is this story? How come this man who never prayed in his life, nothing, he comes here, he dies in front of the Kaaba, what is this? So he went there. And he said to his wife, I saw this dream in which I was told to take your husband for Umrah. I took him for Umrah and this is what happened. So what is the story? Tell me, do you understand this? She said, yes, I understand this. I know why it happened. Say, what? She said, yeah. She said, the reason it happened, inshallah, is there is a lady who lives a couple of houses away from us. She's an old woman. She has got nobody. My husband used to go there to her house. He used to do her chores. He used to clean her place. He used to make food for her. And every month he would give part of his salary to that old lady. And every day, and she said, I heard this lady many times myself. She said, every day this lady would say to him, I have nothing to give you in return for this, but may Allah give you husnul khatima. I have nothing to give you in return for what you do for me, but may Allah give you a good ending. Husnul khatima. So Allah gave him. Husnul Khatimah. On what basis? Because of his salah? Because of his saum? Because of his tilawat Quran? Because of his fiqh? Because of his kindness. Because of his akhlaq. I remind myself and you, today, our problem in this world is not because we don't have knowledge. We have knowledge, but our knowledge, may Allah protect us from ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about knowledge which is not acted upon. Allah said, they are people like this who have knowledge, who don't act upon it. They are like donkeys who are carrying books.
Allah mentioned such people who don't follow the knowledge that they know, who don't practice it. And He said, كَمَا سَلِي الْهِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَصْفَارًا. They are like donkeys carrying books. The books are only a weight and they do not help the donkey at all.
They carry books. Asfara. Please, get out of this khumar of knowledge. We don't need knowledge, we need akhlaq. We need ikhlas. You need a smile, you need adab. If you don't have that, your knowledge will become a hujjah against you on the day of judgment. You will not be able to say, I did not know, you knew. Don't fall into that trap. This is the biggest trap of shaitan. Because shaitan tempts you with that because you have become religious. So he tries this, makes you arrogant. You think you are superior to everybody else. Arrogance is the slide, it's the slide into Jahannam. Develop kindness, concern for people, go out, help people, be kind, be courteous. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. We ask Allah for His forgiveness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help those in need. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the doors of His mercy and forgiveness on all of us and all those who are in need. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help those who are in difficulties. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help especially our brothers and sisters in Palestine and Sudan and others where they are in terrible, terrible difficulties. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep them safe, to remove their oppressors. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us safe here and to keep us in a way where He is pleased with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatika.